The Blues haven't lost a game in 3 years, and scores like 40, 50, or 60 to nothing aren't unusual. Jim Carrer and his wife coach the Blues. Jim says that the team is drilled and drilled hard in the basics of rugby, and they're relentless in moving the ball.
And the other team, you see them just crumble. They'll keep the pace for a little bit, but they get so frustrated that they're not able to do anything. They never get them a chance to breathe, never get them a chance to get any space, and they eventually just crack.
They even beat a college rugby team from Saginaw Valley State University.
I felt bad for the girls. I really did. I mean, how demoralizing must that be for a college team?
The Blues are such a force on the rugby field that rumors start over how the team pulls it off. Coach Carrer says rumors have included the coaches keeping food logs and punishing girls who go 10 calories over their limit, and that the girls are forced to work out 6 times every week.
Oh, that Brittany Noonan was actually on work release from prison. They got funny.
The Traverse Bay Blues is a rugby club that goes back 30 years. It wasn't just a men's team at first, but has branched out over the decades. The girls' team was started in 2005. The team took its first state title in 2010.
Strip, platform, platform.
Now
stop.
Oh, is that push, please? I just need water.
Is that mall set up correctly? Yeah, it's set up perfectly, right? So now we're going to do the drive off. The backs are out.
Earlier this month, the Blues were scheduled to play 2 games against one of the top teams in the state, Granville High School. But after the first game, Granville bowed out. Their coach, Tara Gunther, didn't want to lose too many players to injuries.
It's always the team every year that we're like, okay, this is our year to beat them. And we keep pushing and pushing, but they're just pretty unstoppable.
After the Granville game, the Traverse Bay coaches were concerned about all the ankle and knee injuries on the Granville team, so they shared a strategy they picked up for a way of warming up and stretching.
Ever since they started doing it a few years back, they haven't had any of those injuries, so we actually incorporated that into our practices after we played them.
The Blues coaches are strict, but they're strict about keeping the outlook upbeat and constructive.
No giggling, no laughing. No swear words, you know, no writing across your rear end on your sweats. Just these rules that everything, absolutely everything is positive.
Bridget Bernhardt is co-captain of the Traverse Bay Blues. She's been on teams in which players have turned on each other when the going got rough.
We just genuinely enjoy each other's company. So, like, you know how girls are catty? We're not really catty. And we don't swear. We have lots of positive attitudes.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Brad Aspey.
Okay, so come in. No. You're going to strip the ball. Oh. I need to be bound in. If I take the ball and then bind in,
that's out.
That's going to be a penalty.